to the next generation of KGO 810.
Courier Journal, the New York Post, the Milwaukee Journal, the Fresno and the Sacramento Bee. I couldn't disagree with that more. I want newspapers. If they're against a candidate, I want them to say it. I believe they should say it. I don't mind reporters saying it. I would hope that in the future, as a result of this campaign, that perhaps they would try at least simply to see that what both candidates say is reported, that if they have questions to ask of one candidate, they ask the same questions of the other candidate. Last point. I leave you gentlemen now, and you will now write it, you will interpret it, that's your right. But as I leave you, I want you to know, just think how much you're going to be missing. You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore. Because, gentlemen, this is my last press conference, and it will be one in which I have welcomed the opportunity to test wits with you. I have always respected you. I have sometimes disagreed with you. But unlike some people, I've never canceled a subscription to a paper. And also, I never will. I believe in reading what my opponents say. And I hope that what I have said today will at least make television, radio, the press, first, recognize the great responsibility they have to report all the news. And second, recognize that they have a right and a responsibility that if they're against a candidate, give him the shaft. But also recognize if they give him the shaft, put one lonely reporter on the campaign who will report what the candidate says now and then. Thank you, gentlemen, and good day.
That was Richard Nixon on November the 7th, 1962, here in California. He was down in Los Angeles, and he blasted the press. I have to tell you, the kind of comments that Donald Trump is making remind me very much of what Richard Nixon said way back then. Is there an analogy between Nixon and Trump? You know, during the Republican convention, many people said that Trump had a dark convention rather than a Reagan-like light convention. Is that part of the problem? 8080810, the number. And, of course, you all know the Wall Street Journal today blasting Donald Trump. Let's go to Charles calling from Oakland. Charles, welcome to KGO.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, John. I just wanted to make a comment that a lie repeated often enough will be believed as the truth. And that's why I get majority of my news off the internet. Thank God for the internet. Because the media is so dishonest, and they have been, for the last week or so, you've just been bad-mouthing Trump. Even though this lady, Hillary Clinton, has been pay-for-play for a foundation, she's a treason. She should be locked up in jail. But yet we're talking about Donald Trump and his words. But yet this lady is a criminal, and you guys don't even, we don't even know what the TPP is all about. This, what she called the gold standard, and now all of a sudden she's against it. Of course, Wall Street Journal and all these other papers, because they like what's going on. They don't want American jobs back here. And that's why you guys are so skewed against Donald Trump. So thank God for the internet. That's why I get my real news.
And I would say thank God for talk radio, because you're able to call and express your point of view. Although I will offer you this observation. I've sat behind this microphone over many elections, and I always try to treat candidates fairly. The problem is that Donald Trump keeps putting his foot in his mouth. Would you disagree with that?
He's just telling the truth.
And I didn't ask you that. I asked you,
tired of hearing politically correct. We're tired of hearing lies.
Okay. Donald Trump, the criticism of Donald Trump comes from Republicans. It comes from conservative Republicans. It comes from the National Review. It comes from 50 leading Republicans around the country.
Hillary Clinton is a criminal, John. She shouldn't even be running for president. She should be in jail. And that shows the depth of the corruption that's going on with the media and this rigged election. Donald Trump doesn't stand
well,
a chance.
Well, let's just deal with that for a moment, too, a rigged election, because I've been involved in presidential politics for a long time. I don't see this election as rigged. Quite the contrary. If it were rigged, with all due respect, Donald Trump wouldn't be the Republican nominee for president of the United States.
They tried to rig it. They tried to take the phone, but they couldn't because the people liked it, Donald Trump so much.
So it wasn't rigged. So the people did prevail. The people were able to articulate their point of view. Republicans went to the polls and they chose Donald Trump, not by a majority, by a plurality. About 38% of Republicans voted for Donald Trump. But I point this out because I think it is wrong and hurtful to say that the election is rigged. Every time Donald Trump doesn't like it, it's rigged, and I find that objectionable. Does that make sense?
What about the DNC emails, John?
Okay. I have talked about the DNC emails. I've spoken about Hillary Clinton. On this station, I've explained to you where I find what Clinton has done to be reprehensible. I've had no problem doing it. And I will talk about Hillary Clinton later if you want me to. But I'm talking now about Donald Trump. And my goal here is to get Trump supporters who will, like you, who rather than attacking Hillary, can explain to me why it is that Donald Trump cannot run a constructive campaign, can't go a day without opening his mouth and inserting his foot. It's a problem, isn't it? Well, I think it is. And that's one of the things that's a real issue. Now, I want to tell you what I want to do when we come back from the break, and Neil West is standing by to give us all the traffic, and we'll get to him in a couple of minutes. Donald Trump today gave a major speech. I've looked at the speech very hard, and it reflects something that I read in the paper over the weekend, having to do with angry Filipinos in our community are very upset with Donald Trump. John Wildermuth of the San Francisco Chronicle wrote a great story, and he points out that speaking last week at a rally in Portland, Maine, Trump said allowing even legal immigration and tourism from countries plagued by terrorism is pure, raw stupidity. And, of course, the Filipinos took exception because there is violence in the Philippines. So if you're a member of the Filipino community, please call 800-810 and tell me how you react. But did you hear Donald Trump today? He wants a new ideological litmus test for Muslim visitors and migrants. He blamed the current level of worldwide terrorist attacks on President Obama and Hillary Clinton. And we're even going to give you a clip of Rudy Giuliani. Yes, Rudy Giuliani. We got Trump here. We got Giuliani here. What Giuliani did was unbelievable. Did you hear him when he said that terrorism in this country, terrorism began, are you ready for this? Began when Barack Obama came along. That's right. Before Barack Obama, we didn't have a problem. I guess he forgot that he was mayor of New York on September 11, 2001. We got that sound for you. I'm going to come back with that sound. And it's these kinds of mistakes. Well, here it is, the direct quote. You'll hear it from his own lips. Under these 8 years before Obama came along, we didn't have any successful radical Islamic terrorist attack in the United States. They all started when Clinton and Obama got into office. Can you believe it? And he was mayor of New York on September 11. Wait a minute. Who was president of the United States on September 11, 2001? Person who answers that question? Well, I can tell you. It was not Barack Obama. It was George W. Bush. But this is the kind of thing we're running into. Okay, look, I got to go to Neil West. But when we come back, we are going to explore the speech. So take a look at it, examine it, pick up the phone, call 800-810, and tell me what you think. Well, I'm sure you will. But, Neil, I'm delighted to have you with me, and go right ahead and give us all the latest in traffic.